This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Almost 30 years ago, Kalamazoo philosopher and poet Mark Nepo nearly lost his life in a battle with cancer. It changed him forever. In his new book, Inside the Miracle, Enduring Suffering, Approaching Wholeness, Nepo shares the lessons he learned during his ordeal. Thank you for this wonderful new book. I'm thinking how to give a synopsis. It's a little bit of everything. It's a memoir, it's poetry, it's essays, journaling guides. I think somewhere on the book jacket it says survival kit. I think that's kind of a good way to put it. How would you describe it?
Well, I think that, you know, I think the first thing is that, poetry to me is the unexpected utterance of the soul. It's not whether language appears a certain way on a page. And therefore, you know, this book, which gathers 28 years of my inquiry and learning about suffering and wholeness and healing, anything that speaks to the true poetry of life really demands any form that can help bring it into view. And so I view all the genres as just tools in a toolkit. And so there are times I need to, there's a lot of poetry, but there's questions that I offer to the reader through journaling, as you know, and there are essays which explore deeper themes, which is more like walking along a river and stopping to take notes and have conversations. So whatever can help. Whether it's stories, whether it's scholarship, whether it's history, whether it's lyrical poetry, they all belong together if they all serve the one truth of the mystery of life.
You know, it occurs to me that, and maybe more in our culture here than in others, that we want to avoid pain at all costs. We want to avoid suffering. One of the bigger messages I get from this book is you're telling us don't try to run away from it. Embrace it. Walk through it.
Well, yeah, and you know, because it's totally understandable from the beginning of time that no one likes suffering. No one likes pain or fear or worry.
Right.
You know? But having been through what I've been through and having cancer many years ago and almost dying and still being blessed to be here, it's changed my way of seeing life in the world. And I really feel that in the way that we can't avoid, as much as it's understandable, it's the friction of life. We can't avoid it. And we actually, the Buddhists like to say that when we try to avoid our pain, we double it.
Mm.
And that's what the Buddhists call suffering. It's like they actually speak about it as, you know, when we try out of our fear or worry or pain to stop the wheel of life from turning, we double our pain and fear and worrying. And this is impossible. It's like an ant trying to stop the earth from turning on its axis.
Right.
And so with compassion, we need to understand how difficult it is to face, but it's through facing and what is ours to face and working with what we're given that we actually reveal our deeper gifts and our resources and find a way through. So, you know, in nature, we know that everything from rivers to soil to mountains face erosion. It's a natural part of nature. And in fact, many of the ways that nature is eroded, we travel vast distances on vacation to see how beautiful those parts of nature are. Well, likewise, great love and great suffering are the friction of life, and they erode us to our inner beauty if we can hold each other up to being worn away like that.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Mark Nepo about his latest book, Inside the Miracle. And then you talk a great deal in the book also about how essential connection is, and you've mentioned it already a little bit here, the power of connection both with yourself and with others, and that primarily you give as an example AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, that's basically why they've been so successful. It's not that they offer some magic pill or treatment. It's basically just people not being alone with their issues, addictions, problems.
I believe that relationship is medicine. And it doesn't mean, you know, relationship is real. It's messy. Doesn't mean we're always wonderful and nice to each other. It's real, but connection in the world, in nature, is what holds things together. You know, Rumi has a beautiful poem, and in it he talks about how if you take reeds by themselves, they're nothing. But if you braid them and you put them together, you create walls and you create a room. And he said, just like that, God gave us friendship. And that it is healing not to be alone in the vacuum. And of course, the challenge of relationship is to be who we are and stay connected. We have a tendency in our world, and this is not just our age, it's always been part of the human journey. The challenge is that in order to belong, I will give myself away. Mm. And in order to be who I am, I will in the extreme cut off everything because I feel, well, if I'm going to have to give myself away, then I'm going to be who I am and I'll just cut all connection. And I think the challenge is to be who we are everywhere, to be who we are and stay in relationship. And that those extremes, which we all experience, are a part of the apprenticeship of how to be a full being while we're here on Earth. And so, you know, one of the biggest things, and I talk about this in the book in a piece called Love Suffering, where, you know, one of the biggest lessons for me was it became clear as I went through 3 years to the heat of my journey. And the people who were caring for me in my life, you know, they were tired. They loved me, but they were exhausted. You know, I could see it one day in the eyes of a friend who was driving me to yet another appointment. And I just, you know, in that moment, I took the risk and I said, you know, I know you love me, but this has got to be hard for you. And they didn't want to admit it. And I said, it's okay. I can see it, you know? And they said, yeah, I'm really exhausted. I said, it's okay. And then what that did was it allowed me to be there for them. Mm. And then we helped each other. And it didn't mean that they were letting me down or they didn't love me. It actually allowed us to be closer because this was another way I could participate in my own team of healing was they were taking care of me outwardly and I could take care of them inwardly.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Mark Nepo, the author of Inside the Miracle. Nepo will read from the book at Stetson Chapel on the campus of Kalamazoo College tonight at 7. Visit WMUK.org to learn more. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.